Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Sunday. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What's up, Johnny B?
Oh, man. Just watching a little recap of the UFC last night and, you know, writing up, getting the podcast ready.
Yeah, I've been watching Korean baseball lately. Are we going to have a baseball season this year?
Honestly, I don't think so, which is really sad to say.
It all comes down to money. It's greed, man.
It really does, and it's, you know.
That's shameful.
It is what it is, sadly. But I'm glad the other sports are getting started. I'm very happy about that. So at least we'll have something
to watch. I'm going to be very disappointed in baseball if they don't, these players don't.
Come up.
I mean, they're only going to have to work a half a season, so why not take half the pay? I mean, that's part of it. No worky, no pay.
True.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, boys of summer may be on the back burner. Well, we'll just maybe we can get golf back and
tennis. We'll have golf and tennis easily.
Get basketball and football going, and those guys will just have to miss out. So if they can afford to take the rest of the year off and not play, well, then they got too much money anyway. They don't have to work. That's the way I look at it. But there's a lot of them that make minimum wage that'd love to be playing right now, making a paycheck. Because I know some golfers that can't wait to get back on the course so they can make some money.
That is quite true. I mean, I have one of my best friends. His dad is a coach for the Mets, and he can't work now because of it.
Man, that's crazy. Over a virus. All right. Well, let's get to the phones now. Let's go to our good friend here in Baytown, Captain Blaine Frymood. See what he's up to this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's going on, man?
Well, speaking of work, that's where I'm going. Work, work, work.
Worky, worky, worky.
Yeah. Eddie and I are going scouting this morning and go try to find some fish. Then how on Friday I fished all day and caught 8 blue cats up here.
8 blue cats. Maybe we need to get some tips from Tex and Richard on how to catch those suckers in Trinity Bay. We'll just turn into blue cat guides.
Well, that little those 2 days in a row, they dumped, I don't know, 5 to 6 inches of rain up here, already kind of swelled all the bayous and creeks up and pushed all of our fish out of these upper ends.
Well, I'm telling you.
Man, it's just nothing but trouble for boys up here in Trinity Bay. Just can't get a break.
We're cursed.
But now that it's calm, though, you know, we can move around a little bit more. Just when it's blowing south at 20 every day, there's not a whole lot you can do coming from up here.
Not many options.
And I'm just call it that I'm getting old and setting my ways, but I just do not and cannot drive to Galveston every day, and my customers don't want to go anyway.
No.
They don't want to drive down. But those guys are whipping up on them. I know that.
Yeah, they're doing all right. I wouldn't,
For nowadays.
For nowadays they are, yeah.
5 casts, 5 fish, okay? That's the way it works. If you're on them.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, well, we had it going our way earlier. You know how it was in February, March. You know, we had it going, and even in through April, and now we're getting into May, and now, hell, June now. What the heck?
Yeah.
So, time for us. It's time. It's our time right now, but I surely don't have them the way I want them right now.
Well, find me and Johnny B a school for tomorrow.
I know. Y'all going this morning? Yeah, good. Well, it's north pretty hard at my house right now, Mickey. I don't know why, but it is. I mean, it's coming down that shoreline pretty hard from the spillway to my house. Yeah.
I haven't checked the wind lately.
What about Eagle Point? Because that's the way we're headed. We're headed down towards Eagle Point this morning.
It's not showing that much wind. Let me go to my other site and see what the wind is on that one. Maybe it's updated
sooner. It's always different up on land up here on this north end than it is down.
Eagle Point is east northeast 11 to 14, which is not good for that area.
Well, there you go. I don't know why I'm getting north wind, but it's whipping down the shoreline pretty good.
Morgan's Point is northeast 7 to 10.
Yeah. Well.
But there's a few showers out in the Gulf moving inland. Earlier when I was looking, it looked like the west end of Galveston was fixing to get one down by the pass between Jamaica Beach and there.
There's a lot of stuff out way out in the Gulf kind of coming inland. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, that's
South Texas heavy.
Yeah, there's one hitting right there just west of Bay Harbor right now, real close to the pass. It's got a big red glob in the middle of it. And that's just now coming ashore.
Yeah, everybody needs to keep
there's a little one fixing to hit the Bolivar Peninsula. It's not much, just green and yellow, no red in it. But they're out there in the Gulf, and they're drifting inland, but more so kind of in front of Matagorda down to Corpus, all that area they're getting. You know, that's they're going to get the most. Up here it doesn't look that bad. Got a few little showers around, but I don't think it's less. You know, it gets to heating up, and then they'll expand. So we'll see.
Well, maybe we'll get a break here for us for the next few days. I know in South Texas, people keep up with it. They're going to get a lot of rain down there, which will be on my ranch. Hopefully, we've been getting quite a bit of rain down there already, which is good for the whole. We've been in a drought down there, so.
Boy, you're going to have some quail this year.
Oh, there are a bunch of little babies hopping around out there right now, so we'll get another hatch here. Well, I guarantee we'll have 3 to 4 hatches this year. It's going to be good. Grass is tall, everything's green, all the ponds are full. It's a good thing for the ranchers and the hunters in South Texas. I don't know what's been wrong. The past few trips, I've not done that well, Mickey. I don't know if I missed them because they're feeding at night. The shad's still there. The mullet's still there. You know, and our shrimpers are still catching quite a bit of shrimp up here. So I think that the past three fishing trips, I think I've just missed them. And I've done everything that I know how to do up here. So just maybe that period that I'm going through. I don't know. I did all of Burnett Bay on Friday, and it looked really good. And fish are there slicking like they normally are, and all the bait's still there like when you were whacking them out there a while back. So I don't know.
I had to bail out of there. It went south on me. It got I couldn't run trips on that. It was just too
well. I went in there with bait, with all the bait you can get, and we could never get a bite. But that's the crazy thing. I'm not catching sheepheads and drum and all the other stuff too. I think I'm just missing the fish for the tides for up here. We're going to move south if we can't figure them out. But as soon as we do, the wind will come up out of south at 20, and we won't be able to run from up here down there.
Well, you're going to have to watch it because, you know, Eagle Point, 11 to 14 out of the east-northeast, that's just not good for down there.
Nope, that's not good for out there water. I mean, it's bumpy. You can handle it. I can handle it, but I don't know if I can take customers in that heavy a wind. At 15 miles an hour, it starts getting pretty choppy out in the middle of the bay.
Yeah, usually you get 11 plus out in the open water in Galveston Bay. It's getting dicey.
and we'll have maps down some protected sides today. We're going to work up and down the ship channel, all the spoil banks, and work all that real hard. You know, this time of year, that'll be kicking off pretty good for us. Mm-hmm. We just haven't been able to get out there and look for them, nor, you know, we've been catching all of our fish upstream.
I hit some channel stuff on the way down the other day. We didn't have a bite. That's why I went, just kept going. You know, I was just going, man. Kept pecking, moving and pecking. Finally, I don't know, I guess we started getting a bite about 10 o'clock. I was in the right place, the only reason. Yep. I was where fish were at.
That was a good catch. Good catch. Well, things change, you know how it is.
Yes, it does.
Here, this fresh water is just unbelievable up here. You know, it all, like you said, you were telling me the other day, it's kind of killing the estuary. You know, when we start killing all of our oysters, and you know, this system's built for at least some brackish water, and we're just not even hardly getting any brackish water right now for the past 5-6 years.
No, we've lost 2/3 of our habitat in this bay. You know, oyster beds, and in Trinity Bay, the big thing there is, you know, the Orangia clamshells on the bottom. They're all dead.
Yep.
You know that. Yep. That's a unbelievable water filtration system, and it creates habitat, and it's without habitat, you can't have a fishery. You got to have it all. All the little things add into the big things that we like.
You know what we've really been missing in the big schools? A drum. You know well, they're still out there.
Well, there's no habitat. That's why they don't come up there. I mean, there's no live beds for them.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Hillman taught me a lot about that, man. That guy knows about habitat and oysters and salinity and oyster drills. You know, usually if it's too salty, you lose a lot of oyster beds due to the oyster drills, and then when it gets too fresh, then you lose them. And we just haven't had, it's a delicate balance, and we haven't had that balance in 10 years. We went from one extreme to the other.
I know. Believe me, we just got to roll with it, man. Yeah, we're like farmers, but you know, it's worse. We don't get subsidized by the government if we fail.
No, we don't.
The farmers can get insurance for that. I wish we could get insurance for a bad year. Well, anyway, we're going to go try it, Mickey. Maybe we can find some schools of fish for everybody. Hey, it is
hopefully,
what it is.
Hopefully you and Eddie will land on something.
Well, we've had a lot of good years in our lives here, and we're just suffering through some bad times here. Maybe we'll have some good ones before we
makes
get
it tough up. On us, because we've seen some good stuff, man, and you try to relate now to what we've seen, and there's no comparison.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Poor boy fishing right now for me.
well, just the other day, I mean, y'all caught 40 fish sitting in one spot, okay? So
yeah, and every one of them were from like 16 to 19 inches, you know. Just I remember we used to do that frequently, and they were all like 20 to 28 inches. And but that was in one spot. I mean, I fished 20 spots, and that's the only place I caught a fish. I mean, it's not like they're everywhere. If you don't land on them, you don't get them.
Yeah. Well, just not enough fish to fill in all the good spots. That's the deal.
Well, we're just running out of real estate. I never thought Galveston Bay, 600 square miles of water, would be so small.
I know. Yeah. Maybe we're doing the wrong things. Maybe we need to be fishing.
No, we're not doing the wrong thing. I know.
Oh, I know it. Well, earlier in the year when all that shrimp moved in here, the fish moved in up the ship channel up here, and we had good fishing. And I guess those shrimp moved back out, and the fish moved back out with them.
They stay with that shrimp. And this time of year, you know, when spawning season starts, that's their preferred diet for the spawn is shrimp.
Yeah.
That's their most important diet is shrimp for when they're spawning.
Well, I know another thing.
Do what?
We're not hurt for any shad, even after that giant storm we had the other day that hit. What was that, Wednesday? It was 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
The shed at my house up here in the north end of Trinity is unbelievable. For some reason, they all came to the top. You know, you like to do in the middle of summer when they all make those pods of bait, but these were long lines of shed on top. And I mean,
oxygen.
Unbelievable. As far
guarantee
as
you, all that hard rain, it created a lot of oxygen in the water, and they came to the best oxygen content, which was the surface.
Those lines of shed were 20 feet or 30 feet wide, and as far as I can see down the shoreline, and they made perfect lines going. There's three different lanes of shed. From
awesome.
Inside the middle all the way out to the drop off is unbelievable. I mean, it's just that tells you how much food there is out there.
Oh yeah.
And not one thing getting hit. None of the shad were getting sprayed. You know how it is when the shad get on top and you start getting knocked around by the trout.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any of that going on.
Well, I wish y'all the best of luck this morning. I hope y'all do well. And Blaine, if somebody wants to call you about fishing or even for hunting coming up, it's not that far away. Hunting season.
No, it's not, and we're looking good. We could sure use some business this year too. I think that a lot of companies may not spend any money right now the way things have gone with the economy. So anybody wants to talk about some good deals going on down south, let me know.
All
call
right.
Me at 713-703-6656.
All right, man. All right, Blaine, good luck to y'all today. Find some fish, buddy.
All right, I'll call you.
All right, good luck. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Blaine Firemood out of Thompson's in Baytown. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. We'll see how nice it turns out to be. But a few showers out in the Gulf. Just depends on where you're at when they come inland. Just keep an eye to the south today. Nothing coming from the west. Everything will be coming from kind of the south and southeast, coming off the Gulf. So there was an interesting article in the Louisiana Sportsman. They have some pretty good articles, especially on certain species of fish and, you know, especially speckled trout. You know, they had an article by John Miller. It was talking about why water salinity is important to speckled trout. And water salinity, it drives Louisiana speckled trout to different areas at different times of the year for different reasons. And understanding the process, you can put it'll put you around a lot more fish for the month of May and June. You know, two things push speckled trout anglers around in the Mississippi River estuary, you know, turbidity and salinity. Turbidity is the visible one, and most anglers know that not to, you know, mess with high turbidity. But many don't realize that the invisible property of water salinity is also pushing them around in their search for speckled trout. You know, in water quality jargon, salinity is a measure of dissolved salts in water, but for inshore anglers, it's a measure of the estuary's lifeblood. It's the salinity gradient of an estuary that creates the most ecologically rich marine habitat on Earth and the incredible fishing opportunities that it offers also. It's aptly called the nursery of the sea, and most fish and shellfish eat in the United States complete at least part of their life cycles in estuaries. And two things push speckled trout anglers around the Mississippi, you know, Mississippi River estuary, turbidity and salinity. Turbidity, you know, it's the visible one, and most anglers know not to mess with high turbidity. And anyway, but understanding salinity for anglers, the best mental gap of an estuary is not a splattering of fishing spots on your grandfather's map, but instead fishing spots overlaid on the most up-to-date salinity map, you know, like what we use at OFS animation. It gives you salinity levels throughout the bay system. And it just helps, you know, to stay ahead of that curve, and especially with spawning season like it is now, you know, especially here, you want to be in a little bit better salinity regions, you know, 9, 12, 15 parts per thousands if you can find it, and they have to have it. But if you got any questions or want to call in and add to the outdoor show this morning, it's open line Sunday. Feel free to call us. I'll throw that number out. It's 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Or you can text at 713-480-6713. But salinity's real important this time of year because you get buoyancy from the salt water that floats these eggs, especially after they're fertilized by the males. And then your currents carry these eggs into estuarine-type waters if the salinity's proper. And that's the thing that bothers me the most about reproduction with all the freshwater years we've had, especially up my way in Trinity Bay, up that upper region. You know, that's usually a, has been for years, my whole career, is a fish factory. I mean, where fish just reproduce by the millions. And if you miss all these years, like we've had with all this overabundance of fresh water, you're missing out on those spawns and generations of fish, life cycles of fish. And that can create problems way down the road. I know a lot of people were very disgruntled with the five fish limits, but it had to come to a head sooner or later. You know, they put it off as long as they could south of us, and it came to a point where they just had to, you know, they had to change the limits due to added fishing pressure and environmental stuff and everything else, the fallout from it. And it's needed, you know, to sustain a fishery. And that's a job I wouldn't want to have, was, you know, and you got to understand all of it. It's, you know, you may think you go to the same spot every day and catch a bunch of fish, but, you know, when Galveston Bay and this coast is really alive and thriving, it's, you know, you don't worry about weather and winds and everything else. And now we, you know, we drive ourselves crazy. You know, back when we were really up to snuff around here, it didn't, you know, let the wind blow. I don't care. I'm going to go to a protected shoreline. I know I can get out and wade there and catch fish anywhere I stop. And it's not like that anymore. But, Johnny, do we get any callers yet? My screen is still...
No callers yet.
No callers? Okay. Well, everybody may be sleeping in. They may have stayed up and watched riots all night on TV. But I'll keep rambling on if my voice will hold out. But these salinity gradients and everything are very important to reproduction and the health of the bay, and plus, most importantly, the habitat itself, as far as oyster beds and our clams and just the unique healthness of the entire bay floor. It starts out with, you know, if your estuaries, you know, all the estuarine content, it's all right, and you get all your hatches of crabs and shrimp and all the crustaceans, everything that start the life cycle that fish thrive off of. And if you fish Galveston Bay a lot, like I do and a lot of my friends and everything, people I know, you can tell these you know, these oyster planting programs that TPNW and the CCA and everybody in Galveston Bay Foundation, they've all gotten into it. You can tell the reefs that are holding all the fish. That's where the live oysters are. The dead reefs, on occasion, you'll get lucky and catch some fish on just a dead reef, but those are mainly fish passing through. These fish are going to be where the best environment is, where you've got filtering going on with these oysters, filtering water. What you've got with that, you've got small fish habitat there, which is bait fish that naturally attracts, you know, our game fish that we fish for. And it's all got to correlate. And, you know, the last 6 years, especially with all the fresh water, we've seen that a lot of these, you know, they like to use that river rock for substrate to start these oyster beds with. But limestone or anything that they're using for a substrate, and you get new spat on it and get new oyster life and growth, and those are alive and healthy, that's where the fish are going to be 99.9% of the time, versus a reef that you've known that's been there your whole life, but there's no fish on it. And the reason there's no fish on it, because the reef is dead itself. It makes a huge, huge difference. The advantage they have over us in South Texas, they have grass for habitat. They've got tons of it, and that's their primary habitat. Up here on the upper coast, oyster shells, I mean, that's the key. Like East Matagorda Bay, all the way up into southwest Louisiana, that live oyster habitat is the key to sustaining a really healthy fishery. And it just, without that, we have issues. And if you look the way, you know, the way it's been the last 5 or 6 years, the majority of the fish have been in lower Galveston Bay around Texas City. They've been in Campbell's, you know, all that Campbell Bay area, Pelican Island, you know, all that area, Galveston Channel, West Bay, parts of East Bay. You know, East Bay is, it's not near up to the standards that it should be. And it's too early to tell yet what the closing of Rollover Pass is going to do to that bay. Only time will tell. You know, we can speculate and predict and all that, but nobody knows. Not really. We think we do, but we'll see. And it depends on how much fresh water comes from the east over there down that intercoastal. You know, a lot of that nasty fresh water that came from the Needmore Spillway in that Golden Triangle area, it would work its way out into the Gulf through Rollover. Now it can't. So we'll see there, and that depends on how much local rainfall comes out of Oyster Bayou and Robinson and all those all that marsh over there that drains into the back of that bay. And it's just we'll know 5-6 years from now what the total impact of it's going to be. So, well, anyway, I need to quit rambling on here and go to a commercial break. And but if you do care to call in, it's Open Line Fund Sunday, 713-572-4610.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Me and Tremble bought these mosquito nets one time. This is when I smoke. So I got the mosquito net, but you can't smoke.
No, you
got
to put a little hole in it where you can get sick through there.
I put a hole in there and the mosquitoes was coming in my hole.
Remember the old 612 insect repellent commercials? When that guy sticks his old arm in that mosquito cage and they just go, that's the way it is. Just like
no,
that.
No, that is.
612. I haven't heard that in ages.
That is how it is. Remember that guy?
That is how it is. Hey, these flat billers don't have a clue what 612 is,
nah,
man.
They got these things now you put on you to send out like sonic waves and the
yeah.
I guarantee I take that and throw that in the trash first 5 minutes.
No, they work. Clip one on the bill of your head. I swear to God.
Well,
they
I got to get me a flat bill hat because I got a little light.
Well, yeah, now, yeah, you can't have a bow in your hat. It's got to be flat bill for those thermocells.
No, okay.
Get your ironing board out, your starch, and iron that bill, get it good flat, put your thermocell on it. They won't bother you no more, brother.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. Phone lines are open, and I know people are calling. I'm getting tons of texts now about it, and nobody's picking up. We're working on that right now. Johnny B's trying to figure it out, see what's wrong. We're able to call out. So if it gets too bad, text me your number, and I'll give it to Johnny and have him call you. Oh, geez. All right, let's go to Captain James Plogg. We got him potted up, I think. Let's see if we can get him going. James, you there?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Struggling. The struggle's real, baby.
Yeah, struggle's real over there, buddy.
Oh, we're struggling. No, we're back Johnny in the coronavirus called. Days.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Now, Johnny called, and I called right back. I said, dude, I don't think the phone's, man.
Yeah, don't call back because there's no picking up right now because we don't know what's coming in. He's working
yeah,
on
no
it.
No kidding. Oh, nothing, dude. Sitting here on the seawall. It just made me a little foray on the seawall here this morning. It's nice to watch the sun come up. I see them bumpers out there.
See them bumpers?
Yeah, there must be some weather out in the Gulf, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there's one that's hitting the west end right now down between Bay Harbor and the pass. So,
I don't see them.
But they're beaches. Out in the Gulf and moving inland.
Beaches. There must be enough northeast wind. I mean, it's still kind of dark, but I can see. You can fish it right now.
Think so?
Yeah, but I wish I'd have brought my rod out to some rock rods.
It looked like surfing weather yesterday morning. I had, before I went off air, people were sending me text with photos of the beachfront. It looked a little rough for me. I wouldn't have waited out in that. Some people did.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably a little bit rougher offshore, but it's coming right down the beach right now. A little bit, almost like northeast right here, coming right down the seawall.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody wanted to go fishing. I think, I don't know what the water color looks like. I can't tell
right.
that. Man, I'm looking at that forecast. We're supposed to start up tomorrow, too, but none of it looks – it ain't bad, but none of it looks great. I'm looking at buoy weather. 8 to 11 knots.
Yeah, for offshore.
12 knots. Yeah, nothing left. What that is 3.5 foot east wind with storms. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you heard Jeff the other earlier talking about, yeah, it was supposed to be 1 to 2s, and he said there wasn't nothing but 5s or better the other day when they went.
No, you can't. I mean, you got to watch it, but it's in the northeast is never right here. I remember we were caught the fish one day. We were way to the east, way offshore, about 9 miles offshore. Same deal, northeast, supposed to be 1 to 2 foot, and we had one break in the boat. A rainy was eating the sandwich. It melted all of that bread off his sandwich. It broke in the boat the whole way. And it gets nasty on a northeast wind. They get real close together. Can't get nowhere.
Well, how was it out there yesterday, buddy?
Man, it was. Hey, I got so lucky, and it was so nasty, and so many people. We left in the dark. You know what time I left. And I said, man, I got one shot, one kill. And I just went to where I've been fishing. Not even where I've been fishing. I just went to a spot, and I just put the hook out. And it's rough, and it's nasty. I can't even tell what the water looks like, but I'm sitting there, and waves coming in the boat. When it got light enough to see, the water was good. I said, well,
yeah.
I had to fish. We sat there in, almost an hour. We caught a little sand trout, about 10 inches long. I said, well, there's my day right there. And by that time, people are on the move. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't switching up. You ain't going to run about. It's over. Where you're at is where you're at.
Right.
And about 5 minutes later, we caught a trout. I said, well, look at here. Got one. And they never really bit, but we were through at 8:20.
Right.
I mean, hey, well, you got to catch 15. I think we caught 16. You did catch 16. And but for what I was fishing in and how it was yesterday, you catch 16 fish, you better take it, take your luck, take it to the bank. We left. It was rough, man. I mean, I sat there rough, like waves coming in the back of the boat. And they were all real nice trout. Every now and then you catch one. But it never got fast, but, you know.
You nailed that one right on the head yesterday. You said, yeah, wait till that sun starts coming up and see how windy it gets, that northeast wind. And it came up with the sun.
We were watching it come up. I said, look, man, it's going to be a really pretty sunrise. Then you start getting that where it ain't like a little white cap. You start to get them rips in there. I said, y'all watch this. And it did caught another level there about 6:20.
Right.
So we just sat there. And like I say, that was a one-shot, one kill. Just got lucky. I promise. If you wasn't going to drive around and catch stuff, then it got nasty.
Craig in G-Town sent me a picture of the surf and said, come get you some, Captain.
He's there now?
No, that was yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah, no, man, it was not friendly. I don't think it was friendly.
No.
It ain't too bad this morning. I'm looking at it. I'm telling you. If I had my rod, I'd go fish these rod rolls. But it was good, Mickey. We caught a couple on those white sea shad, and I tell you, the best bait yesterday was old school, you know, short shorts with the glitter.
Yeah.
And a little bitty head. That little eight. The current was running so hard, you had to kind of throw to the right and just not really dead stick it, but you didn't have to do much because the current was just taking it.
Right.
And your rod would just load up. You know, you'd either have the bottom or you'd have the fish. And every one of them that I cleaned, every one of them was full of shad. Every fish.
Crazy.
So I don't know. I don't know when they ate, you know, probably before I got there. But, yeah, I'd say we were real lucky. You could have stayed there and caught. If you'd have just kept sitting there, you probably, you could have caught 30. No problem. I mean, you'd sit there another 2 hours, but you'd caught them. Yeah, I think a lot of that was the bite just wasn't all that great.
Well, here's a question from a listener on a text line. So he's got to realize we're fishing guides. We're not veterinarians. But he said, question, why do we get dogs vaccinated for rabies every 1 to 3 years, but we only inoculated for tetanus every 8 to 10 years? I have no idea. That's out of my pay grade.
Man, brother,
how about you, Plog? You've always got an answer for something.
Hey, you know what? I mean, you are. If we know it, or we think we know it, we'll tell you. If I don't know nothing, I don't know nothing.
That's it. That I'm not even gonna go there.
I got hard enough time to figure out where I'm going in the morning.
Myself.
So it's on the verge of wanting to be windy, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll stay down.
Cameron came. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it. Hopefully it'll stay down. You know, give everybody a break, man.
It's, you know, I did my numbers for May, and it was actually a good May. And we didn't have any really good weather. You know, we had a couple of days, but not many. You know, not many. One of the best days I had was weather days, you know, with bad storms and stuff, and they fade away. You went fishing. Well, I'm sitting here looking at 61st Street. It's not even close to breaking on the end. It's barely a little break.
I'm showing 7 out of the northeast at Jamaica Beach at 61st.
Right.
It's 6 out of the northeast. Galveston Fishing Pier 6. The North Jetty is 9. Actually, up by your house, a railroad bridge in Jones Lake, it's 13. In Eagle Point, it's 11. Along the coast, rollover down by where rollover used to be, it's 5, and San Luis Pass is 8. So it's.
I ain't never trusted that one at rollover. I think it's no good.
Well, it's.
They should have buried it when they buried it. They should have filled that weather station. Oh,
5 down there, Anahuac High and ICW is 3. The refuge is 5. So, I don't know. We'll see. I hope it's like that in the morning for me and Johnny.
I just got that feeling that that wind's going to come up today. The more east winds, man, I don't like the east wind. Well, we used to like it when we had a beta fish in, but other than that, I don't know about no east wind.
Yeah.
But I had the right crew to sit there yesterday. You couldn't have sat no normal people in what we were sitting in. And
yeah.
I had too many people. I couldn't go off the bow.
Right.
You know, that wouldn't have worked. And then I couldn't get too close to the fish. We were making so much noise. I think I could have put another 30-foot line, maybe 40-foot. Yeah, we probably could have reached the whole school. That was probably another problem. I think, man, I put this boat right on top of them and this stuff. They're not going to go away.
Yeah.
So we may have just hit the scraggles.
So you fished out of the boat. Oh, I thought you were going to wade yesterday morning.
No, I had to deal with Robbie. No. That was my one and done right there, bud. And I got lucky. Real lucky.
One and done.
I'm going to take my legs on these Saturdays, and that's it. I'm done.
Well, I saw a lot of complaining about the crowd yesterday, not only from here, but everywhere on the coast. It was just unreal.
I don't know, man, dude. This ain't nothing me and you ever seen in our life. Hey, Fat Boys, bro, you know how that lays out. They
yeah.
Park to the Tiki store.
Mm-mm-mm.
And if the causeway there, they need to really go hire somebody with a golf cart to go get those people. Cause they're walking half a mile to the once they put their boat in.
Yeah. What about on the other side of the causeway over at Pleasure Island? I bet that was. What's
yeah,
that place
what
called
about.
Now?
It's called the Causeway.
Causeway, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I say they need a
golf cart to go get people. That dude at Sand Dollar in Grand Isle, man, he's got a kid there. He's posted up on a golf cart, no matter where you park your truck, because they get busy like that. So yeah, they go out there and get you. Bring you back to your boat. But no, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. And it wasn't friendly. I'm telling you, it was not a friendly day.
Yeah.
Weather-wise.
Well, you got your limits.
It was actually decent fishing. I mean, you and I, you know, we caught 20, probably not too hard.
Yeah.
But we'd had to sit there. It never went off.
Right.
By the time you think, man, I ought to go home or I ought to do something, I said, no, I can't do nothing. Boom, we'd catch one, and you know how it is. You catch one, and you catch another one right behind it, or get a bite, mm-hmm. and they fade away for 15 or 20 minutes.
Got you. So what are you going to do on the seawall this morning? You going to ride a bike, or are you going to run?
No, I'm going to run this morning.
Going to run. You got your Speedo on?
Hey, no, I ain't got four shorts on.
Got your island. You got your Birdwell beach britches on, man?
Dude, I don't look near good enough to have all that stuff on. I do got my Birdwells on. We're playing golf.
Can you still buy Birdwells? I hadn't worn a pair in years, man. Can
Mickey,
you still
they're
get
coming
them?
Back, dude. No,
are they coming back? Back? They need to come back. Those are the best surf pants ever, man.
Hey, the Birdwells were the originals, dude. All these other guys knocked them off.
Yeah, they did.
It's the same old thing. You know, you get something good, kind of like we were, and then they knocked you off, and then no, I'll forget about you. Exactly.
Copycats. Jesus.
I got a paraplegic on, I guess. Then we'll go to meetings and play at 1:15.
Well, at least you got a plan for a Sunday.
Oh, I always got a plan. Hey, it's getting lighter, Mickey. Anybody wants to come fish or surf, I can't tell them what the water looks like, but it's really doable.
Yeah, you won't get beat up too bad then.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I'm real surprised, honestly. I wish I had a rod now.
Well, now that you put that out, the croaker buckets are going to be full and people are going to be hitting the beach.
Oh, bro, I went by the marina. Smitty's, they hadn't opened yet, and there's 40, 50 cars and 30, 40 people just sitting at the door waiting to get whatever they're selling.
Waiting to get bait?
Yeah. I ain't seen that in a long time. I can't believe they're not open yet.
Well, maybe they stayed up late watching the riots on TV last night, too.
They still rioting over there? I ain't watching.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's crazy.
What a shame.
I want everybody, when I play that national anthem, listen to the words and think about it and just wonder why we got to where we're at.
You know, I never understood that. You know, back in the day, you know, maybe whatever happened back in the days when they had all the riots, I never understood to go destroy your whole city because something bad happened. I just, it doesn't compute to me. That's like I'm mad I didn't catch any fish, so I'm going to go destroy my boat.
Yeah, well, I'm going to dynamite the bay because I can't catch nothing in it.
Yeah
I know. It's sad, man. It's very sad.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hope you can get your phones fixed, and I'll talk to you this afternoon, and I'll probably see you in Johnny.
Hey, Craig in G-Town just texted me. He said Birdwells cost four times what they used to. What doesn't nowadays?
Well, yeah, but that's so. Hey, you go buy a pair of these Pelagics or whatever they are, you're going to pay $50.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to. You know, I had four or five different colors of them back in the day. I just pull into – had a little extra cash, I'd pull in the Sunrise Surf Shop when I'd get me some sex wax for my board and pop me a new pair of Birdwells.
I had a pair of red ones, man. Remember the red ones?
Yeah, the sharks like them.
The
hey, when I got knocked off my board by some big giant fish, man, I was down at, I think I was at 53rd. We surf a lot at 53rd Street. And, we're sitting out there in a big old huge raft of mullet, and it was one of those days where you just had to wait on different sets to come in. It was real swelly, and some of them were good and some weren't. We're sitting there all shooting a bull, and man, the mullet started spraying and hitting everybody and flying out of the water, and something hit me in the back of the leg and knocked me completely off my board. And I remember that day I had a pair of red Birdwells on.
Oh, well, I wasn't no surfer. I just had some shorts. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we just...
How about that Cameron and them had? He got home last night. I didn't hear him come in. He must have got home about midnight. Hey, that's about as good as it gets right there, brother.
Well, it's cool. I'm looking. I've actually got some phone callers. Johnny must have got the phone lines fixed. So, well, James, if somebody wants to get with you and go to the bottom and fish in 10-footers and all that, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Come on, man. 409-771-7306.
All right. Hey, see you, James. Good luck today. Later. All right, that's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town. All right, after this top of the hour of the break and the national anthem and all that, we'll have Glenn from Ohio. Hadn't heard from him in a while. And Craig, you are the first two up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.